story, maybe prayer. Again, little Mahabharata thing here. Well, it's not so connected to, but it's episode 81, and I'm at 37 minutes, something, and a half. But anyway, Krishna's talking to Arjuna there about, well, it's about strategy and all of that, and they're trying to outsmart each other, the two sides. And Arjuna speaks about how he has to follow the duty, warrior's code, and then Krishna says, well, you know, if you lose, then the Pandavas will fall, and that means all virtue falls as well. So they are defending the goodness in society. Now, we can put that into a modern parallel with people, and even the Krishna devotees there in the temple who heard about this, learned about this, how Krishna is a trickster, and they kind of, some characters, some of them, this is actually what happened, they kind of suck out the instructions and knowledge, and I could say justifications that they want to find from that. Namely that, yeah, if it is for, you know, the end justifies the means. If it is for establishing Dharma and Krishna consciousness and saving the world and all of that for the service of the good Lord, then a little cheating can be allowed. And all these moral codes and the ethics and this and that, they are meant for another level, for the most mundane, more mundane people. We are kind of above that because we're simply servants of God. And for servants of God, you know, no dharma exists. It's just about serving God. So in this way, we find also the similar parallel with the modern leaders of Europe in 2025, because that was happening back in the 80s, in the temple there, where they think, you know, we are defending democracy, we are defending the goodness, the freedom, the all of that, those things. So they kind of take it for granted that those enemies there, they are threatening all of that. So we should kill them, and we can use trickery, and we can use cheating, and we can lie. We can even do terror, because they are evil. And then you find the other side, of course, says that too. And so what we, at the end of this, can conclude or show is that one should be careful about, yeah, we are the good by default, more or less. So even if we behave bad for the sake of goodness, we are still good, right? And there's some kind of weird reasoning there, isn't it?